life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Sebastian Gorka is here, and we're going to do foreign policy. Seb, on his radio program, America First, and on my radio program at CBS, we pay attention a great deal to the threats of the predator states. Predators mean what they say. They mean what they do. When they make a threat, when they make a remark, pay attention. That's history. Right now, two predator states. One is the People's Republic of China, demonstrating east and west of Taiwan with their aircraft carrier, with high-performance aircraft flying over the Taiwanese air defense zones. In addition, Xi Jinping has been said to inspect troops nearby, and as China has said that it's going to recover Taiwan sooner rather than later. It would like to do it logically and naturally as Taiwan beseeches Beijing for joining the larger state, but it will do it violently if necessary. At the same time, off of Ukraine, the Russian Federation is demonstrating its ability to project power with special forces conducting exercises, military exercises. At the same time, Mr. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is appealing to NATO that Ukraine be allowed in because that would be a zone of defense. Seb, the question here is, does the Biden administration acknowledge that Moscow and Beijing are the enemy? And that when they demonstrate using military against our allies or against our interests, it must be taken seriously. Does the Biden administration acknowledge that what happened at Anchorage told our enemies, what if we get lucky?
Compare it to what we did in the Trump administration, where the president was admonished for not calling Vladimir Putin a murderer in public to his face, which is always a very foolish thing to do with a former KGB colonel. But on the obverse, he was the man who greenlit the targeting of hundreds of quote-unquote Russian contractors, rather mercenaries, in Syria, and did what we had to make sure that the Ukraine could defend itself from another attack. What we had in the first 60 days of this administration is Biden insult Russia, right, rather the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin and goad the bear with what follow through, no follow through except from the former KGB colonel. So I think, as we discussed offline, I think the disastrous Alaskan summit, the Anchorage summit, will be the historic marker point where it was again demonstrated that America has receded, America has gone back to a policy of the world as it would like it to be, not as it truly is, and our adversaries and our enemies, for we have enemies, have drawn the requisite conclusions which are bad for any democracy or republic in the world.
And therefore, what we have right now is a mystery. The Biden administration's foreign policy is a mystery because we're told in a hotel in Vienna they're in conversation, informal yes. conversation, about restoring the Iran deal of 2015 in some fashion. Iran is intimately linked to Beijing and Moscow. You can't talk to Tehran without Beijing and Moscow knowing exactly what you're going to do. It is a puzzle, Seb. I'm not sounding the alarm bell. I'm saying that what is being put together out there is a coordinated effort by our adversaries to take advantage of Mr. Biden. And I don't know when he's going to respond.
Well, add to that the very peculiar news that we had, that we have the Europeans talking to Iran separately from the U.S. Well, you can't have a JCPOA redux or a revivified Obama-Iran deal with separate lines of communications if they're going to be on board with the plan. So, the only thing that matters is, does anybody truly believe, whether in the Elysee, whether in Downing Street, in Whitehall, or whether in the White House right now, that any deal with a bloodthirsty, murderous mullah's regime in Tehran is going to change the behavior of the theocracy that is Iran? Of course it won't. But again, it's the world or the Middle East they would like to see, not the Middle East that is the reality of that region.
This doesn't add up to anything in particular that I can name, Seb. So have you heard anything or seen anything this last week that suggests that the Pentagon is alarmed? I've not seen anything like that.
No. John, how would they be? They're too busy with their maternity flight suits, their haircuts for female officers, and this 60-day stand-down of all our armed forces to root out the white supremacists and the dangerous MAGA hat-wearing nationalists. It's an absurdity. Lloyd Austin, the man who said we have enemies amongst our own ranks in the military, well then China isn't the enemy, Russia isn't the enemy, or Iran. He's rooting around somewhere in some base in America looking for a boogeyman that doesn't exist.
Sebastian Gorka, he is the host of his radio program, America First, across the nation. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. Get ready for your next TV obsession, All's Fair, starring Kim Kardashian, Naomi Watts, Niecy Nash-Betts, Teyana Taylor, with Sarah Paulson and Glenn Close. A team of fierce female divorce attorneys leave a male-dominated firm to start their own. Filled with scandalous secrets and shifting allegiances, both in the courtroom and within their own ranks, these ladies know that lawyers are a girl's best friend. Don't miss All's Fair, now streaming on Hulu and Hulu on Disney Plus for bundle subscribers. Terms apply.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money. Getting 5% cash back when I pay in 4. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in 4 subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
Love the night? Reach for Zen After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zen's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zen After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.